Bergen, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, the Sportsmen, the Sons of the Pioneers, our guest, the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers, and the international traveler just back from Mexico City, Carlos McCarthy.
Señor, please. Me alegro, baby.
Very
well. I knew I couldn't say it.
Very well. Thank you, Carl.
¿Cómo está usted? I imagine so, yes. Estoy muy bien. Estoy magnífico. Estoy terrifico. Estoy. How am I doing?
I'm afraid so.
Very good, Charlie. Well, Edgar, how did you like Mexico City?
It's a wonderful place, buddy.
It is.
Wonderful climate.
Beautiful thing, it is, too.
And there's historical buildings, you know, there.
Oh? Yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Beautiful scenery, too, sorry.
And there are great works of art there, but interesting.
Great works of art. And beautiful scenery, all well.
Well, you remember Mexico.
Out there, I will. Till now, Mexico was only page 10 in my geography.
Charlie, I want to talk to you.
Yes, dear?
What is it, my little muchacha? What is this about beautiful senoritas?
I sort of promised you that, oh, yes. Well, I read a good deal, well,
I'm waiting.
I'm fishing. What was the question, please?
You know what the question was.
Oh, still the same one, yeah. Well, I did talk to one, Dale. One. Yes, but everything was perfectly okay. Her duenna was along.
Oh, her duenna?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, duenna, that's Spanish for MP.
Oh. You mean her chaperone?
Yeah, that's what I mean. She is sort of a convoy on the Sea of Love.
I forgot to tell you, Dale,
I have a present for you from Mexico.
Oh, you have? What is it?
It's a dog.
A dog? How wonderful. What's its name?
Well, I call him Pancho Bergen.
Now, please.
He's my Mexican hairy chihuahua.
Tell me, Charlotte, did you have any trouble with the language down there?
Well, I did it first, Dale. You see, we live on the third floor at our hotel, you
uh-huh.
know. And every time I got in the elevator and I said trays, you know.
Uh-huh.
That means third floor.
Yes.
I'd say trays and they'd always let me off at chains.
Oh. Well, what did you do, Charlotte?
Oh, I fooled them good. I just quattro and walked down one flight.
Johnny
Zero. Yes, do they always used to say?
Johnny got a zero. Johnny got a zero.
Johnny got a zero today.
Kids all laugh at Johnny Zero.
And they would tease him when they'd play.
Johnny got a zero.
Johnny got a zero.
Johnny got a zero today.
Couldn't concentrate on
studying,
no.
His mind was always in the sky.
When he grew up, he left his body, yeah.
And off they fly.
Till they call him Johnny Zero.
And now all the pilots probably say,
Johnny got a zero.
He got another zero.
Johnny got a zero. Hooray!
Hooray for Johnny! He's a hero in a great big way.
Johnny got a zero. 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 Hip hip hooray! Johnny got a zero. Johnny got a zero. Johnny got a zero, Johnny got a zero, Johnny got a zero, 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 Johnny, a zero today.
Twister needs your class. Mr. Twister didn't mean for excite you, make a big joke.
What have you got in that box there, Charlie? What have you got in that box?
Oh, nothing. Something, nothing.
What's in that box now?
Well, it's a bee, if you must know.
A bee?
Yeah.
Oh.
I brought him all the way from Mexico.
Oh, I see.
He's a genuine Mexican bee.
A Mexican bee?
Yeah. He's full of the old Spanish tradition.
Oh, he is.
He's very polite.
Well, it's fine. But he will sing, won't he?
Yes, he will, yes. That's it. Before he sings you, he asks you if you want one or two lumps.
Oh, he does. Well,
very nice.
Yes, well, now that you've got him, what are you going to do with him?
Oh, what am I going to do? You know, I'm a beekeeper.
Oh, a beekeeper.
Yeah. I'm the Henry Kaiser of the honeycombs.
Oh, you are. You're a what?
I'm what you might call a... Well, I'm running a sort of a beery.
No.
Oh, yes, I am.
No. Why, you mean an apiary.
What?
An apiary.
Yeah. I'm in the bee business, not the monkey business. No.
Charlie, an apiary is a place where bees are kept.
Oh, I see.
And an apiarist is a man who keeps them.
Oh, that's me.
Yes.
I'm Tarzan of the apiary. Yes. I got a bee complex.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, and we even have our theme song now.
Oh, you have a theme song.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
When the bees start making honey, dear, I'll come home and have the hive. That will be... It sounds a little better in B shop.
Well, I don't think it would sound good anyway.
No. Well, maybe you're right. Mr. Bergen, would you be interested in buying a small bevy of bees?
A small bevy?
Yeah.
No. It's not a bevy of bees.
It isn't a bevy?
No.
Right.
It's swarm.
Hmm?
I say it's swarm.
Shall I open the window?
Oh.
I just had to do it.
Well, I don't think I care for any bees at all.
Well, I'm looking for a customer, Mr. Noble.
I'll get a fall guy someplace.
Mr. Noble, would you be interested in having a little honey of your own?
Oh, I'd love to. Is she blonde or brunette?
Yeah. You don't understand, Mr. Noble. I'm running a baboonery.
No.
I'm in the bee business.
Yeah. Well, how's business?
Oh, they're buzzing, cousin. Yeah, they're buzzing. Mr. Noble, if you're interested in going into the bee business,
uh-huh.
I could let you have a very attractive queen for $5.
Well, of course, if it costs that much, I don't think I could afford a queen bee.
Couldn't afford a queen bee, huh? I could let you have a nice duchess for $1.50. Well, why don't you come over to the house and look him over and take your pick?
Okay. Charlie really got bees around the house?
Well, I don't think he has, no.
You haven't been in your den lately, have you?
Oh, my goodness. My den?
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me.
Well, you'd find it out sooner or later.
Charlie, don't tell me that you have bees flying around in my den.
Oh, no, they're not flying around, you might say. I have them in a hive.
Oh, you have them in a hive?
Yeah.
And where is this hive?
Well, I'm using, I don't get mad.
Well, what is it?
I'm using your top hat.
Oh, my top hat. My top hat?
Uh-huh.
I see.
You got bees in your bonnet.
All right. Well, then it's not safe for me to go in my den, is it?
Oh, it's perfectly all right. Just be careful where you sit down.
Oh. I suppose you think that's funny.
Well, it gets a rise out of most people.
Charlie, as usual, you rush into things before you have any knowledge of the subject. The keeping of bees is a scientific study.
Do to hell.
Yeah. To be successful, your hive must contain 3 different types of bees.
Really?
Yes. Now, do you know what they are?
I think so. There's the honeybee, bumblebee, and vitamin bee.
Oh. No, I was thinking of the worker, the queen, and the drone.
Oh, I guess I wasn't. No, I guess you weren't. Now,
do you know that among insects, the bees have developed one of the highest forms of social colonization?
Really?
Yes. And do you know that the queen bee will lay from 2,000 to 4,000 eggs in one day?
Oh, that's wonderful. What are they getting for the eggs these days? I must call my broker and get a quotation.
Well, no wonder they call them busy bees.
Yeah, that's right.
Just think of it, 4,000 eggs in one day.
Yeah. That's more eggs than you lay in a week for taking out.
Mr. Bergen, I know about the queen and I know about the workers.
That's right.
But what is the drone?
The droney.
I can't figure him out. What does he do?
He just sort of loafs around, doesn't he?
Well, the drone is the father of the workers.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And he really does nothing.
Yeah, yes.
He's a parasite. He lives off the fruits of the workers.
Parasite.
That's right.
He lives off the other dash.
Tell me,
Joan Bergen, how is it? Let's get lost in the lilt of a swell new tune, because it's day 11 singing Let's Get Lost.
The party's rather dull, isn't it? We'd love to steal away, wouldn't we? So let's not even ask, should we? Or should we? Let's get lost, lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost, let them send out a line. Think of rather rude. Let's tell the world we're in this crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mirror. Let's get crossed off everybody's list. Celebrate the night by.
For singing that song. That was fine. Little cowboy tune in my honor, I reckon it was.
Charlie, it wasn't in your honor.
It weren't, you say?
No.
Weren't in my honor?
No.
Well, why weren't you?
The boys were singing it for a real cowboy.
Yeah?
Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers?
Yes. Republic Pictures' King of the Cowboys.
First time they ever heard of the king in the Republic.
Hey, I heard what you said, partner, and I'm a resentment.
Bergen, who is this, hombre?
This is Roy Rogers.
Oh, so you're the king of the cowboys, eh?
That's what folks call me.
Well, folks lie. That's what folks do.
Yeah, now, what you talk, my half-buckaroo? I'm in a mad mood today.
you. What you mad about, partner?
Some ornery varmint stole my irons.
Your shooting irons?
No, my curling irons.
It's a catty trick, that is. And I know how you feel, too, partner. Where you from, partner?
Hey, over.
Mine a pretty gunfield there. What's your brand?
B4X. What's your brand?
Bandit brand, Chase and Sam.
Just as I thought, Charlie, I knew you didn't know a thing in the world about the Wild and Woolly West.
I don't know. Why, I'm an old hand that bulldozing.
You know, you're a what?
I say I'm an old cow catcher.
Yeah.
All I mean is I'm an old cow rustler.
What? Look out.
Rattler, roozler, rizzler.
What are you trying to say, Charlie?
I don't know. I'm talking bow-legged. I'll tell you one thing, partner. I can ride anything with 40.
You ride? Why, you couldn't even stay on a kitchen table.
Smile when you say that, partner.
All right. I'm smiling. So what?
Mine's a pretty easy out, mine. I got all of that, didn't I? Roy, in your adventures in the West, you must have a lot of hair-raising experiences, don't you?
I sure have, Edgar. Should I tell you about the time I fought off 500 Indians single-handed?
No, please don't. Please don't.
All right, I will. There I was with a pistol in each hand and a shotgun in the other.
Just take that a little easy now, boy.
The first one Indian bit the dust, then another Indian bit the dust, then another Indian bit the dust.
Hungry rascals, aren't you?
Then I discovered I had one bullet left. How was I to escape?
I don't know. What did you do?
The situation needed some clever thinking.
Oh, I see. You gave up.
No, sir. I confused him.
What'd you do?
I jumped on my horse and rode off in six different directions.
Six? As many as that, huh?
Yep. I was firing and firing and firing at the Indian.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. I thought you said you only had one bullet left.
Well, that's right, but I just kept on using the same one over and over.
I thought maybe you just shot off a little bit at a time. That's what you call a dribble shot. That's what you call it. If you want to call it, and I don't want to call it. Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, all right.
Well, tell me, Roy, did you get away?
Yes, that's sure I did. Lucky I wasn't killed.
Yeah. Better luck next time.
No. Thank you. Came to yourself.
Yeah, get back. Now it's my turn, fellas. It's my turn.
What do you mean?
I think I got the hang of this stuff now.
Yes?
Stand back, fellas.
All right, go ahead. Well, listen, go on.
I was out riding the range one day when I came plumbing in a mountain lion.
A mountain lion?
Yeah, a plumb mountain lion. He was plumb ugly, he was, too. So I whipped out my plumber.
Oh, shut up. Well, don't you carry a 44?
Well, you can't go over 35. Anyway, I whipped it out, and I took careful aim, and with one shot, bang! I got him in the head and in the foot.
Now, wait. Just a minute, Charlie. Just a minute. You know you couldn't hit him in both places with one shot.
Oh, yeah. Well, what did I say?
You said you got him in the head and in the foot.
Oh, that's good shooting, isn't it?
Yes. All right, what did you do about it?
How did you do it? Well, that's a darn good shot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you how I did it.
Yeah.
He was scratching his head at the time. Well, that's pretty big talk,
and in front of a man like Roy Rogers.
Well, so what?
Well, he's earned his reputation with some of the most daring feats ever performed on the screen.
Well, so what? Why, he endangered his life a half a dozen times in every picture. Yeah?
Dude.
I know what you mean, too. I heard him sing.
Oh, Marie, listen, that partner.
Yeah.
Did you see my last picture?
I did. and I'm resenting it.
Now, look what you've done, Charlie. You have offended Mr. Rogers.
Well, that's all right, Ed. I don't mind the boys' dribble.
Well, I'm thanking you, Mr. Rutgers.
Oh, forget it, Charlie. Just to show you I ain't hankering any grudge, I got a job for you in my next picture.
Oh, you need help, huh?
No, I need something to tie my horse to.
Roy, I've seen you capture some mighty tough badmen single-handed without firing a shot. I know that's a pretty good trick. Now, I don't know how you go about doing that.
Well, it isn't hard, Edgar, once you get the hang of it. I can throw you out if you want to know.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Well, now, let's see. Who could we use for a subject?
A subject? Well, I suppose we get one around here. Well, let's see. Is there a bad man in the house?
Yeah, any kind.
Is there a good man in the house? Is there a man in the house? I think I know.
Say, how about that fellow over there, the one with the funny legs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Ray Noble. What's the matter with his legs?
Well, shucks, they go straight up and down.
Oh, yeah, they do. I'll get him. Oh, Ray.
Yeah, what is it?
Did you want to see me, fellas? Reach for the ceiling, partner. Say, I hope you can't try on that sort of thing, but do you think I'm tall enough to reach it?
No, no, you don't understand, Ray. This is Roy Rogers, the famous Western star.
Oh, well, yeah. Sure. I'd say this is very exciting. I've never had the opportunity to converse with a cow person before.
Say, Mr. Noble, I don't suppose you ever tried your hand at cow punching.
Cow punching? Oh, dear, no, I can never bring myself to strike one of those gentle beasts. Because I'm just utterly mad about the Wild West.
Yeah.
Especially that character named, wait a minute, Bison Williams.
Yes.
Bison Williams? Yes.
Is that a book you see?
Oh, no, everybody knows Bison Williams.
Bison Williams?
Oh,
yes.
Bison
Williams?
Yes, Bison Williams.
Bison Williams.
Oh, that's a boy, yes.
Bison you
Williams.
Don't mean Buffalo Bill.
The old ones, I remember him. Yeah.
Incidentally,
you heard what the cowboy said to his pants.
What did the cowboy say to his pants?
Wait a minute, here it comes.
Haven't I
seen you chaps someplace before?
Oh,
Charlie,
good. Ray, are you busy? No. Well, let's get out of here. Sometime. Do you think that could be arranged?
Well, I'd like to have you come out, Edgar. I didn't know you were interested in riding.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I am. I'm quite a lover of horses. You? Yes. Lover of horses?
Oh, yes.
Is that why you ride with your arms around your neck?
Oh, now, wait. Well, I can understand your feeling about horses, Ed. Now, you take my horse, Trigger, for instance. Well, he's more than a horse to me. He's my bread and butter.
Yes, I believe that.
And the way things are going, he may be your steak and horse burger.
Careful now, Charlie. Now, take it easy. I love my horse. He's just like the one of the family.
Well, you know your family better than I do. I resented it first.
There's only one way to put a stop to this foolishness, partner.
Yeah, what do you mean? What's that you're drawing there, bud?
Don't worry. It's only my guitar.
Oh, your guitar. What's the idea?
Well, nowadays, cowboys have to be quick on the draw. The guy who gets his guitar out first gets to say.
I know what you mean by that. I heard of a cowboy who fell and broke his guitar.
What happened?
That shoot him, though.
Well, I've got 4 notches on my guitar, and I'm hankering to put another one on right now.
Well, go ahead, Hank. But I want you to know I'm the resentment. Those wide open spaces with that sky fur blanket. The lie awake at night and will listen to the cattle rustling. Sing me a song, partner, while I throw another horse on a fire.
Well, I'll do that, Charlie. Me and the Sons of the Pioneers, we'd like to do a little song about the life of the West.
When he's new, this boy like a riding, yippee-yay.
On the wide open plains I roam,
yippee-o.
If the sun to the hills goes high, yippee-yay.
There will always be summer glad when I come home,
yippee-yay, yippee-o. In the day, home we go.
For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him
at the gates of the home corral.
There's a tired pony glad that it's over, with a song in my heart, so am I.
For
tonight with a dream and a clover,
that
we always will until the day we die.
cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him
at the gate of the home corral. Now the lonely is true on the prairie, PA. There's a low-hanging sun in the sky, PO. I'm the home corral, we would tarry, PA. And the thing of the roundups in the days gone by,
PA,
PO. In the day, home we go.
For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him
at the gates of the home corral.